Warning, this Total Warcast might not be as good as the other ones, basically because I'm testing out new software, so be warned. You might hear in the middle of it that some sentences get cut off. That is because my software only records 5 minutes at a time. I fixed the problem, but some segments will be cut off. You will not miss anything. Me and my sweet co-host figured it out, and I hope you still will enjoy the show. So let's get on with it. Welcome to Total Warcast. I'm your host, Daily, reporting, well, almost live from the snowy tops of Norway. And today it's Total Warcast again. So, today, I have a special guest, which is Kimmy. Say hello.
Hey there.
Kimmy, so where are you from?
From the Netherlands, or otherwise known as Holland to some people.
Cool. Who are you on TVC? Do you go by the same name?
Yes, actually. I have the little TWC tag in front of my name, but basically, yeah, Kimmy, K-I-M-M-Y.
Good.
I don't post in the forums much, but that's me.
Yeah, same here. So what games do you like play? So if you really, the listeners can get to know you a little better.
What games do I not play? I have quite a craze behind me with a lot of old games in them. The Total War games I've been playing since the very first Shogun. The discs actually broke twice, interestingly enough. And aside from that, I like role-playing games, other strategy games. I play a little bit of Fallout, Fukushima, etc.
Okay, good. great to have you on here. We're gonna have a lot of fun today, I hope. I want to inform everybody who's listening that we want more people to be active on the Steam group chat for TV, the TVC clan. And basically what you do is just you press the groups in your Steam and you get all the list of it, and then you have to have your Total War Center group as your primary group, but at least then you press the group chat button and you can see how many is in it. So it's like 2 at the moment, and that's like not enough. We want more people to be aware of it, and we want more people to be active there. So it's a really fun place to be, and it's really easy to get a 2v2 or 3v3 partners, so that's good. Let's go on with the show, Kimmy, and I hope everyone will enjoy this episode of Total Warcast. And now it's time for Forum Frenzy. Today we have a lot of special topics we want to discuss. First one, Kimmy, is will CA release the DX11 patch by Wednesday, 13th of April, which they have promised? Do you think they will uphold this promise?
Well, the patch will come not too early, not too late, but exactly when it is intended to. At least that's what Gandalf would say. I personally have no idea. I hope it's going to be soon, hopefully within the time, before the 13th. I actually upgraded my video card for it, go figure, to be able to run 11. It's going to be speculation, unless I was, I don't know, hidden under the CA office and spying on them. I wouldn't know.
We should actually hire someone to do that. Like, everyone's pitching and have someone to spy on them. But, I'm in the same boat as you. I'm actually not impatient by this, because for me, I think the game, even though people say it looks like shit, I think it's actually look quite well now. Of course, it will look better with the X11 than AA. But at the moment, I think that we have just have to smear ourselves with the patience, and that's, yeah, I don't know, like, I guess they will not, I don't think they will release it by 13th of April, basically, because it's like, how many days is it? It's like four days now, yeah,
About that, yeah.
Yeah, 4 days until, and we haven't heard, I haven't at least heard anything from them on the topic.
Like, yeah, it's been a little bit quiet on them.
Yeah, I think they, like, this, I think they is a little bit too quiet on stuff like this, but, yeah.
It's kind of scary, but at least they're decent enough to put up a post promising us a patch within a few weeks. They could have just left us in the dark. And on top of that, the fact that people are whining about graphics and not all options being unlocked yet is actually a good sign. They could have been whining about, for example, the AI or something, which is not something you simply fix with a patch as easily.
No, well, they do that as well, but I think that the main to be honest, everybody complains, and but it hasn't been that bad, to be honest. I think that the most complaining has been about this, the X11 and AA, which is good, I think. It is a... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me just sum it up in two words. People complain.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
And I think the game is, like, really hard to satisfy. At least Total War gamers. I think that's, like, the hardest audience in the world. Oh.
Yeah. We're a little bit spoiled, yeah, true.
We are. But still, it's an awesome game, so I don't complain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that covers it. I don't know what more we want to say about it. It's just, yeah, let's hope that it's going to arrive in the next week. Next one. This is actually a really special topic. I really like this one we're going to talk about now, and that's Honor, like Code of Honor, which gamers who play have. Like, they fight by an honor in multiplayer. I think that that's really something that is missing, both in Total War games, but also in all over the internet. Yeah. You don't cheat. You don't use... Or you can, like, for example, if the game has cheap tactics, it's not that we're talking about. You just be polite. You don't cheat. You don't do, like, you don't act like a complete asshead. Stuff like that. I think that's a really it should be more common, but sadly it's not.
Yeah, well, this is the interwebs.
Yeah, that's a So what do you think? Do you think that especially for Total War game, do you think that people should actually sign this and just go by a honor code?
Well, signing such a thing or agreeing with it on a forum is, of course, mostly a ceremonial act. There's nothing to hold people by it, but it is a good initiative. Many people already have a certain, well, house rules for themselves that they adhere to, and those differ for everyone. It's certainly possible to get a certain gentleman's agreement amongst gamers. It has happened before. It's not just done in online gaming, it's also done in other sports, like, for example, Airsoft, where people just agree to stick to the rules, be honorable, and, be sporting about it. It can work if you have a mature enough audience.
Yeah, and, of course, video games ain't exactly the best platform for that, but, yeah, of course, like, for example, for example, Call of Duty, which is a game, which I've seen now, it's people don't actually treat each other that good. Like, I don't think the common way of people acting against each other is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You played Call of Duty, either Black Ops or something, or Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, one of the older ones, the first Call of Duty, COD4.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least the latest now, I can see, of course, a young, and I remember when I was 14 years old, I was the worst shit kid in man's memory. I played even on an Xbox, and it was just that, I feel that, I don't know what it is, something about kids, they feel the need to, I don't know, be rude or something. I don't know what that is.
An asshat?
Yeah, an asshat, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, nostalgia. Oh, I can't believe how many people I made so angry, because I had, like, a squeaky voice as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, pissed people off so much to listen to me. It was some, yeah. But of course, the good thing about what I think is a good thing with well, at least PC gaming, but like Total War games, is that you can pretty much choose who you play with, who we play with 2v2s or something. And also, I think that's important for clanning. I think it's a really important aspect of getting a honor. Well, honor. I don't like the word honor because I feel like I'm in the medieval times. And I'm like, hey, you offended my honor. Let's go fight in a ring or something with blades. I don't know.
And the word still applies in modern times as well. Just not in the way of I stab myself in the belly with a sword just because I lost the battle.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I come from Norway, and honor in like the Viking times this was really important. So, yeah. But now
I'm sure it was. Hey guys, let's get on a boat and plunder another country just for the hell of it.
Yeah, and we did, and we enjoyed it. That's the important thing. We had a good time. Well, it's not our fault they couldn't defend themselves. Well, they did eventually, but yeah, whatever.
Good times.
Yeah, good times, good times. Ah, oh, the nostalgia. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm not. Okay, that's now we're off topic. Yeah, no, I think actually this is important for gaming as a whole to get it's a bit like people get a more empathy. Empathy, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, like people can like, okay, if I treat this guy as scumbag, like a scumbag, it's gonna like do like encourage him to act like a scumbag because like nobody treats him good. I think that's important that everyone has like a minor thing, like a minor, I don't know, a line where everything is like you're, yeah. If you don't have anything better to say, then just shut up. I think that's important to have. But
yeah, sort of an inbuilt moral compass on how to behave online.
Yeah, but I think this is just a dream, and I know that this will never happen.
Yeah, Utopia didn't work out so well for the Soviets.
No, it didn't arrive ever.
But yeah, true. There's a lot of shitheads in the shooters, pardon my language. But let's think about it. They are, in essence, really simple games. What you do in the Windows interface itself is just use your mouse to move a pointer around, left and right click. That's all you do. It's the same you do in shooters, which is why it's so easy and accessible, especially to younger people who do not want to have to delve into the entire rather complicated realm of strategy games or grunt skill management games like Paradox Interactive makes.
Yeah.
So that's why there's mostly young, sometimes annoying people playing those shooters.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I still love first-person shooters, and I'm probably the games that I am most in love with. But of course, Shogun 2 or Total War series has always been like a big part of my gaming experience. But I played a lot of shooters, and I think it's really important. I like those games because it's really easy. You can just like. Get into a game and then just play a lot. I think it's really mm-hmm. easy. And okay, yeah, it's really important to have that. And yeah, it's weird that it's weird that people act like that. But of course, when you get more mature, it goes more. It's easier for people.
Naturally, yeah. It's just a matter of age. I mean, look at high schools. The older people get, the more mellow they get, the more calm, reasonable, mature. Well, obviously. What might also help is having some kind of way to remind people that the person at the other end of the cable, so to speak, is actually another human being. For example, at some point, we might have interfaces for games that allow us to see the actual face of our opponents. Maybe that will help close the distance. We never know.
Actually, that's something that I don't know. Remember, is it EA that has the Tiberium? What the hell is that? It's Command and Conquer. Command and Conquer. They had that on Xbox. I don't know, remember which game it was, but at least I remember four people. You saw like webcams. And I think it was one versus two. And like it had the webcam, and you saw like the one was a real douchebag and like destroying the two other the other two, and he was like being acting like a little freak. And then at the end when he won, his one of the other guys stands up, walks out of the room, and walks into his room, the one guy, and just slaps him so hard across the face.
Well, you see, some forms of rudeness across the internet, around the internet, do correct themselves, but those cases are rare, sadly enough.
Yeah, I have wished so many times it was possible to stretch my arms through the screen and just strangle the person on the other side. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Until then, we'll just have to make do with gentleman agreements and sticking to people that we do like. Of course, you don't have that choice in mapmaking, but you can actually decide half the players that you will be playing with, which is the people in your team, which is why I like team games.
Yeah, and clans and everything like that. Yeah, I agree. Yep. Very important. Do you want to call this a fulfilled forum frenzy? We've been talking for like 13 minutes now.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, great. Okay, and we'll be right back with Tactic Terror, so see you soon. And now it's time for Tactic Terror. This time we're going to have different... It's going to be a little bit longer than usual. It's not going to only be about tactics. We're going to also talk about some general multiplayer. Because it's... Yeah. We're going to talk about multiplayer mostly this today as well, like last time. So Kimmy, you are a 2v2 player.
Yes.
Yes. Do you? Yes. I am... Like I said so many times, I'm not a very strong multiplayer player, but I've heard and as well that you can handle your own out there. So do you want to like tell the people how do you like do like a good 2v2 tactic that people can use? Do you have something tactics?
A good 2v2 tactic. Well, thing is, if there was one certain method that would be able to trump every other method, then everyone would be using it, and there would be cries of agony and outrage about this aforementioned overpower tactic. Thing is, every move by the enemy has a counter move that you can make, and vice versa. There are a certain few foundation things that you can take care of to improve your chances. One of them is finding a good partner. As you'll be playing 2v2, you will only be deciding 50% of what your forces are doing. The rest is in the hands of your partner. Find someone you trust, someone you get along with, always help. And most importantly, get voice communications. It helps a lot. It's possible without. There's people in other strategy games that have gone quite far without microphones. But it helps a lot. Saved my ass many times.
Yeah.
Well, find a good partner. Get voice comms up. Try to rehearse some drills if you want. Make sure your forces, the unit choices that you have, that they complement each other well, and so forth. It's all about cooperation.
Okay. So, what about the balance of forces? Do you, like some of you have like one? Do you have balanced army? The two of you do when you play, or do you have like one specialized in and like have a lot of cavalry, or the other one? Or is it just you play your different style?
Well, there's two different ways you can go if you want to focus on a certain part of the army. You can both take balanced armies, or you could, say, have one person take care of the melee infantry and the spears, and you can have the other one take care of the cavalry and range units. That's possible, but you would have to be insanely well coordinated. Yeah. You can take two balanced forces. If you don't, if you focus on a certain strategy, say rushing, ranged, cavalry, you are going to be weak to certain counters, so every positive part has a negative part to it.
Well, CA concentrated on paper, scissor, and rock this game, so we're gonna have a lot of that. Yeah, I agree totally. Like, I feel especially that voice communication is easy because you, instead of to write, that's a little bit late when something happens. You have to like get it out there immediately. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
By the time you type, watch out, your general's getting attacked, he's already devoured by a bunch of Grey Guard.
Yeah, I'm gonna write that, like, great gods, ah, no, he's dead already.
Yep, that's not gonna help.
I should actually be playing a lot more 2v2s. I like those actually a lot, but I feel that a lot of, me and another Norwegian guy, we actually met a, two turtlers, and they both had cannons, and they just slaughtered us with the matchlock monks and everything. It was like horrible. It was one of the most, it was so humiliating, to be honest.
That particular scenario is, if they use European cannons, make sure you get your general out of the way. They can use Inspire and, God forbid, stand and fight on their cannons. And they will outright snipe your general right off his horse. They will hit him straight between the eyes. Don't ask how it's possible. Just use Inspire and it works. Especially if it's a veteran cannon. General out of the way, spread your units out, and just suck up the few casualties he'll take. At some point he runs out of ammo. Matchlocks are not all that hard. If you let them get close, yeah, you're dead. But they are very weak to arrows, especially monks. Because, well, monks have no armor at all. They have their little cloth, and that's it.
Okay.
So, yeah, archers kill them.
Yeah, no, we experienced that. And they sniped my general, of course. And after they put a... it's a horrible to think about. I'm, like, I'm getting all sad here and teary in my eyes. My forces.
They're
there.
Well, another little tip that the listeners might enjoy is, if you're afraid of getting sniped and you can't have your general hiding somewhere good, make sure he keeps moving. If you hold down the shift button, you can key up waypoints. Just double click, hold shift, double click in a few places, and he'll just keep running around like a headless chicken with less of a chance to get shot if a source. Of course, there is the part where he will get tired, but he will just have to suck it up.
Yes, he's a general. He's a big boy. He can handle it. Yeah, actually, that's... I thought about it when I was just, fuck, why the hell doesn't they have waypoints like they have in other games where you can just click around? Then, of course, they do, and I didn't try, even.
Yeah.
But I tried to moving him around, but eventually, like, I have to do, like, try to micromanage my management, and then when my general stops, of course, he gets snipes, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think that you have made a really good point with a lot of the stuff here. Okay, also, the next thing I want to talk about is the problem around disconnectors, that people disconnect and alt F4s out of the game before it's done. Yeah, I think this is a really, like, heated topic at the moment because there's a lot of this going around. But I feel that this is almost... I have a good example, which is from, like, cheating in other games. It's like a good person would immediately get the cheater badge almost, like, immediately because it was good. I think this is also the problem with this, disconnecting. Because if a person disconnects in the middle of the game, you are going to think he did it on purpose, which might not be the case. It might be the game who crashed, or it might be he accidentally... I don't know, it's some accidentally stuff, but often it's probably this, which is alt-F4ing or pulling your plug, as it's called. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, what do you feel about that? Do you think it's like really... Do you think CA should fix it? Like, it's like a hard punishment or something like that?
Well, no, I think they should just leave it as it is. I mean, otherwise, how am I going to get up the leaderboards? Who am I kidding? I don't care about leaderboards. No, alt-F4ing is sadly enough, a part of this game. Not just this game, the problem is, well, quite abundant in many strategy games. And the gentleman agreements, as we previously discussed, only goes so far. There's a few things that CA could do. They could punish you for pulling the plug. Of course, that could also hurt people with bad connection, or people who accidentally lose their connection. Yeah, I think in the end that's a concession we will have to make. There's a number of things you can do to reduce it. There's nothing you can do to completely stomp it out. They try to do a lot against it in Company of Heroes. Relic took Gander at it, try to fix some stuff, but it's a hard-fought battle.
Yeah, it is.
One of the main things that should be fixed is that the side that has a player disconnecting should be the one getting the loss.
That's something that agrees. But isn't it like that in other strategy games as well?
I'm pretty sure it is, yes. Although, aforementioned Company of Heroes uses a slightly different system. You have a certain level of trustworthiness, and the more games where there are disputes about disconnecting, the lower your trustworthiness gets. And the lower your trustworthiness, the less chance of you being awarded the win. Anyway, long story short, the win should go to the one not disconnecting. The problem at the moment is that it also kills stuff like win streaks. It's something about multiplayer will have to be fixed.
Yeah. I think that, like, when you have something like a multiplayer, like every multiplayer game you have stuff like this. You have disconnectors, you have cheaters, you have like cheap tactics, stuff like that, and it's just a part of the multiplayer scene, I guess. It's I think it's especially all the disconnectors. I think that's people disconnect on purpose. I think that's really, I don't know, I feel like they can't take the loss or something. I don't know what it is, but
see, it's a little bit like soccer. Most people play it sportingly, and sometimes it gets a little bit rough, and someone might get tackled a little bit too hard. It happens. It's not very sporty, but it happens in heat of competition. And in their rage, they might decide, well, you know what, I'm going to hit Alt-F4.
Yeah, or I'm going to throw my PC to the wall. Stuff like that. Yeah, of course.
That would be preferable.
Yeah.
Mean that they wouldn't play the game after that anymore.
Yes. Actually, I think that should something people, like, if they get that mad and you're about to use your left hand to, like, Alt-F, no, it's then that you should take your computer and just throw it to the wall. Then we're done with you and you're done with the game. Just, yeah. it's a problem, but I think that they have to fix, for example, that it destroys killstreaks, that bugs, which you should be awarded a win if he disconnects, because that's like forfeiting in my eyes. It's like in all the games, if the player disconnects, it's really not the other player's fault, and it shouldn't like punish the guy who has a bad connection or something, but still, it's not the guy who he plays with, it's fault, so he should actually get the win. That's just in my moral invincible book, it's like that.
Well, you can also just choose to ignore the game for the one that is on the side that disconnects. The most important thing is that the win streak of the winning team or the winning player is not obliterated, because they streaks play a major part in getting up in ladders, and to some people they're quite important, and they shouldn't be punished because the other guy can't either afford proper internet or because the other guy can't take a loss.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's also not forget though, not multiplayer, but the rather in-depth multiplayer that we are experiencing now in Shogun 2 is pretty new to Creative Assembly. Until now, it has just been classic battles, the custom setups games, And this entire thing with letters and unlockables, it's completely new for them. This is the first time they did it. And yeah, there's a little bit of a learning curve to it, even for a professional gaming studio. I'm sure they're gonna fix it up eventually.
I agree, and that's why I've been so understanding with some of the multiplayer bugs. I think that's really important that people see that this is like the largest thing, like for the multiplayer scene, that the Creative Assembly has made, and we have to be supportive of that and give them constructive feedback on what to do and what not to do. And I think that's a really good way, instead of just ranting on them how bad the game is. I think that we should actually try to give them some constructive criticism and give them feedback on how, yeah, we want this, we want this, the fan wants this, this is. I think it's really important to have those discussions going, and try to, like, instead of just going on about how bad people are because they disconnect something, I think it's really important to, like, make CA see some of the problems that we're experiencing, so they can learn from the experience and make it so, because I feel that they're moving in the right their direction. I think that this is the multiplayer scene is really important. I think it's gonna be a major play a major role for future Total War games.
Yeah, absolutely. This thing has a lot of potential, and I definitely hope they will keep this up. It's a good multiplayer system, does a lot to keep a game alive. World in Conflict is a good example of that. They have an excellent community clan system. The friend lists, the clan matches, they are perfectly set up. And it does so much for a game to keep it more alive, apart from the large modding community we already have, of course.
I agree totally. Do you want to move on so we don't I don't have anything more to add. Do you have anything more to add, Kimmy?
Perhaps a little bit on the tactical section. Sort of a
What
final.
what you talking about, technical section? Well, what with the
How did you call it again?
just talk, I'll eventually figure it out. Just explain it now.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, one of the first. I would like to make a little closing statement, basically, on the 2v2s and how you're going to go about things.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Find a playstyle that fits you and your partner. If you have different playstyles, find a way to make them complement each other. Don't be daunted by the new experience of having half your forces in the hands of someone else. Learn to trust your partner. Most importantly, don't blame him for wins, or losses. I mean, that's not constructive. It's only gonna make you guys more angry at each other. It will mean that you will talk less to each other. It means that less communication and information will go between the two of you, and that means that more mistakes will be made. Half of your force is in the hands of your partner. Learn to trust him, and find a playstyle that you find effective and fun.
Yeah, totally. I agree. If I want a 2v2 partner, I really want that from it. Like a good connection. Yeah. I have one last thing I want to discuss with you, Kimmy, before we round off
Sure.
tactical terror. I think, and that is the unfairness I feel when I play against players which have units which absolutely destroys mine. And I think that the system with that it's wrong from CA, because I feel it really discourages people, for example me in this case, to actually play, because it's really hard to for me actually to play it, because like, for when I talked about the guy with matchlock monks and of course he sniped my general with cannons. I feel that really is like a really turn off for me, and I feel that it should be a differential. Like you can have like one through three, and then you have like three to six or something. Like you go upwards like that. I think that's something that I'm missing at least, but I don't know about you. I don't know if you experience any problem with this at all, or you having any.
Well, I'm a little bit on the other side of the fence here, so but I'll try to keep a mostly open mind.
No, just go ahead. You can. It's a discussion, so you can just bury me or not. That's your choice.
No, I am not much into burying people alive. I would prefer to have their liver for dinner with a fine Chianti.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Fava
enough
beans.
references to Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fairness parts. Veteran units are powerful, yes, but they're also more expensive. That means that you will have more units available to you. There is, of course, a problem when you play against high rank people. It makes it feel a little daunting. They have the badass veteran units, they have heroes, they have a ton of retainers. It feels scary. The thing is, the higher your rank and the more you play, the more experience your bodyguard units gets. And they will become at some point really, really expensive. For example, at level 10, you'll get, let me think, I think 1800 koku. That's how much the general unit
Oh.
costs. That means that in a siege battle against a rank 1 or 2 player, you will have normally only 5,000 funds available. 1800 goes away because of how much your general costs. And if you're the defender, 50% more goes off. That means that in some battles, we, my friend and I, had less than 1,000 koku available for our forces.
Oh.
Now try to defend yourself with less than 1,000 koku, veteran units or not, against guys who have 5,000 koku. You see, it is a little bit balanced around, and it might feel daunting going up against highly experienced players, and the problem in beating them will be their experience in the game, but not their army, not their units. The main problem lies in that they're more experienced. If you manage to turn the numbers against him, you'll win easily.
Yeah.
So don't be discouraged. Just go in, don't say you were gonna lose on the loading screen, and just give him the best you got. And there's a good chance you're gonna make it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a encouragement. Thank you. I'll feel a lot better now.
Cheers.
I agree with you that I have a really, especially in strategy games, because I'm not really confident in myself. In shooters, it's really easy for me because it's like bang, bang, pow, pow, adrenaline rush, running in and guns blazing. But with strategy games, I'll get really discouraged because I'm not really experienced in the multiplayer scene. I played StarCraft 2, tried to play StarCraft 1 and stuff like that. But I get really easily discouraged from strategy games because it's a lot. You don't. I don't. I say I'm not confident in myself because I haven't played that much those strategy games. But hopefully this will like change when I'm getting more experienced and yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with a problem, and to be honest, I had the problem myself for the longest time. The first RTS I played online against other people was Dawn of War 2, and after that, well, Shogun 2. And I have a bit of talent for strategy games, do I dare say, but pure nerves just kept me from playing. Things you just gotta break the proverbial virginity fear. After a bunch of games, find a nice partner, and the newness will wear off, and you'll become more at ease. Especially if you have a partner with you. That's the nice thing of team games. You got each other.
Did you just use the virginity sphere? Did you just use that word?
No, it's the metaphor. When you didn't play a lot of online matches against other people, you have that little bit of fear, or dare
A
I say,
sphere, oh, as a
anxiety.
sphere, like the big globy thing. Yeah, whatever. Sorry. Remember, my English is not that great. I'm Norwegian, so it's like half off.
It's fine. Might be my accent. I am a Dutchie after all.
Yeah, we Europeans have great accents, I think, but we're good in English at least. Should be grateful for that. At least Americans, so we can
Grammatically.
so we can understand each other. Yeah, well, it's. I think. Do you have anything more to add? Because actually, I think we're rounding off at the moment.
I would like to encourage people to try to play less campy, try to be more aggressive. Once you've done it a few times, you'll see that it's fun. It's a lot more fun than staring at each other from the top of a hill. Try going without siege weapons. Do something crazy. Go completely outside your comfort zone of tactics once in a while. Try something new. You might like it. And try to do team games if you have never done it before. Don't see it as leaning on another person. See it as leaning on each other. It's a pretty big challenge. You don't have all the forces under your control. Adding a great communication challenge to it. It's a completely different game. Try that.
Yeah, great. A little bit information for the rest of you guys now. Next one is Mod Corner, but sadly, Kimmy is not going to be there. It's going to be an interview with one. I'm sorry, Kimmy. If I could arrange it, I would really like to be in there, but.
Nah, go ahead, mate.
Mod Corner, basically, this time is going to be an interview with one of the developers for Sakura Mod, which I've actually advertised on the thread. And it's going to be a different segment. And we are we you go, me and Kimmy will be back after that one for a little outro. And after that, we are done. So, yes, thank you. This was Tactical Terror. And next one is Mod Corner. And after that, we are done. So, I'll see you then. Okay, I have a confession to make to you guys. I do not have the interview. Yeah, I did not do it, and therefore it will not. There won't be any Mod Corner this week. It's still a pretty long episode, so no matter, we're still gonna be enjoying the other parts. But what happened was that we didn't do it, and I do not have time for in the next couple of days to do anything with the podcast, so I wanted to get the episode up. So hopefully the interview with Wiz, the one of the developers of Sakura Mod, is up for a interview in the next episode. And yeah, that's all for me, and the show is almost done, so I'll get on with the outro. Sorry, everyone. And now, guys, I have some bad news. Actually, the show is over. Oh, it's so bad. Kimmy's back.
Yep.
Yes, hello. I want to really thank you for being here today. I really hope that you will come back. I hope that, especially, that you will be on Total Warcast one more time, or three, or four, or how many times you like. Hope that's,
Would be an honor.
yeah, great. So, how do you feel? Like, was it fun for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've done a little bit of game reviewing, or well, not game reviewing, but podcasting, game sessions, giving commentary, and it's a lot of fun. And you're an excellent show host, and I would say
Oh,
keep it up.
you flatter me. Oh, I'm shy, so you're blushing here. Oh my God. Oh.
Don't go blushing on me,
No, I
please.
won't. Oh, fainting. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, this was episode 4 of Total Warcast. Remember, I really like that people, when you listen to this, if you would bump the thread, it's a way to little activity in there. I want people to what if they have ideas for different segments, give it to us. If you want have threads you want us to discuss, do that. If you want to be on the show, throw me a goddamn message, because I need people. I need information. I need everything to put in the show. And of course, if you have, for example, music choice, music songs that you want in it, I am up for that. Thank you for being here, Kimmy. And this was Total Warcast. I'm your host, Daily, and I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Thanks.